In this bulletin, four new cases of community transmission of coronavirus recorded in Victoria. Australia condemns the interception of a commercial flight by the government of Belarus. And in sport, Chelsea and Liverpool secure their spot in next season's Champions League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dines. Victoria's Health Minister has confirmed four positive cases of COVID-19 in Melbourne's northern suburbs, bringing Victoria's 86-day run of no community transmission to an end. Three of the infections are close contacts of a person who's tested positive. Australian health authorities are urging people to get a coronavirus vaccination as soon as they're eligible to do so. There's concern some Australians who are over 50 are waiting until the Pfizer jab becomes available because of fears over an extremely rare clotting disorder that's been linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. Government advice is that most people over 50 should receive the AstraZeneca injection as soon as possible. Chief Health Officer Professor Paul Kelly says Australian vaccine and medical regulators again confirmed that advice over the weekend, and anyone with concerns should speak to their GP.
Do not wait to get your vaccine. We are approaching winter very quickly. We've been in a very good position all year in terms of locally acquired cases here in Australia, but that can change very quickly. If you are in the list to get a vaccine, please make that appointment with your GP, make that appointment with one of our GP respiratory clinics, make that appointment with one of the state and territory clinics. Please do not hesitate to do that.
Professor Kelly says more than 3.6 million vaccine doses have been administered in Australia so far, with 25 blood clotting cases and one death linked to the vaccine. People entering Australia from overseas may be able to provide proof of coronavirus vaccination through a digital declaration prior to checking in. The declaration would include health status, visa information, and travel history. The system could allow Australians to return from travel without a quarantine period and may also recognise international vaccination certificates. Home Affairs Secretary Michael Pezzullo told Senate Estimates the government is expecting to trial the program by early next year.
The digital passenger declaration, rather, will have to be mounted onto our system such that we receive that information as you check in and before you check in so that you are green to travel. That is not an easy technical solution, and we are working through that as quickly as we can.
Australia has condemned the Belarusian government's interception of a commercial flight and the arrest of an activist on board. Blogger Raymond Protasevich was detained after a Ryanair flight from Athens to Lithuania was diverted by the Belarusian military on the false pretense of a security threat. A statement from Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the unprecedented action put the lives of innocent passengers at risk and breached international aviation standards. The statement accuses Belarus of a campaign of repression against free speech and calls for the immediate release of the blogger and a full investigation into the incident. Two Australian skateboarders are devastated after their hopes of qualifying for the Tokyo Olympics were ruined by testing positive for COVID-19 in the United States. A group of Australian skateboarders flew out earlier this month for an Olympic qualifying event in Iowa, with some needing to bank competition points to secure a spot at the Games. A coach and two skaters then contracted the coronavirus, ensuring they were barred from competing as teammates were forced to self-isolate. Australia's chef de mission, Ian Chesterman, says he understands that all the athletes who took part in the US trip had received one dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
Everybody had one injection prior to leaving of the vaccination. They'll get a second one over there now, and it is most unfortunate that they've finished up in this situation where they're unable to compete for that qualifying event. But we'll still have a very strong skateboarding team in Tokyo.
And in football, Chelsea and Liverpool have secured their spot in the Champions League for next season on a dramatic last day of the English Premier League. Chelsea lost to Aston Villa but still qualified after Leicester City lost 4-2 against Tottenham Hotspur. Champions Manchester City farewelled club legend Sergio Aguero in style as he scored twice in a 5-0 win over Everton. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 18. Adelaide, rain and becoming windy, 19 degrees. Melbourne, windy with some rain developing, a top of 20. Hobart, late rain and 20. Canberra, a late shower or two, 17 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, similar conditions, 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 23. Cairns, showers easing, 27. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.